Before checking in on 85-year-old Donald Medlock, Williams huddles with his third-year medical resident Joshua Dobstaff for a quick update on their patient's recent fall.
He said, "I only fell like 6 inches." So I asked him to describe a little more. He said he slid out of his recliner on exam, just kind of palpating underneath his cervical collar, very tender along the clavicle. So he's kind of concerned about that.
Williams is a geriatric specialist with the Southeast Area Health Education Center, who teaches for the residency program at New Hanover Regional Medical Center. He gives lectures and presentations, but prefers to teach in the field.
Mr. Medlock,
good to see you.
Nice to see you again.
Patients like Medlock light up when Williams greets them, shaking their hand or gently patting them on the shoulder or knee. During their visit, Williams makes sure to speak loudly and listen carefully over the hum of Medlock's oxygen machine.
What I heard was that you slid down and hurt your area around your collarbone.
That is correct.
Well, I'm going to gently poke around and you tell me if anything hurts.
North Carolina's senior population is projected to jump from 1.2 million to more than 2 million people in the next 20 years. That means Williams is charged with teaching a new generation of doctors during an unprecedented time in human history.
In the days of the Roman Empire, 2,100 years ago, the average life expectancy at birth was 35. Just at the 20th century, the average life expectancy was 47. So it took mankind 19 centuries to increase the life expectancy by 12 years, from 35 to 47. And just over the last 100 years, it's increased from 47 now to 80.
Today's young doctors do have unprecedented medical technology to treat the chronic and simultaneous symptoms of a geriatric patient.
But the key is, how is it applied, and how do you feel when you interact with your doctor? Is the healthcare encounter one that's brilliant but superficial or sterile, or is there a real sense of caring where the person opens up and you can really help accomplish whatever the shared goals are?
Having an open dialogue with patients is critical because the elderly require tailored preventative care, which isn't always a priority.
If somebody falls and breaks a bone, our system is very responsive. Care is prompt and very efficient. But as we get older, our diseases become more chronic. And chronic disease management takes time. And time isn't always as reimbursed as it is for doing an acute procedure.
One model of preventative care in Wilmington is Elder House PACE, the Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, where Julia Devane recently celebrated her 100th birthday.
Happy birthday!
PACE offers health care and adult daycare to seniors like Devane, who are at risk of being institutionalized and are eligible for Medicare, Medicaid, or both. Devane still gets to live at home with her daughter, Annette Murphy. Together, they describe her secret to a long, healthy life.
She keeps herself busy. Even today, she keeps herself busy. She tells me not to make an invalid out of her.
What it really means is do what you can for yourself. Don't wait for people to do it for you. So that's the way I live.
The center's medical director, Dr. Marcia Fretwell, agrees with that advice, citing a key hallmark of the program, personal responsibility.
If you go on TV, you know that a motorized wheelchair is something that everybody needs, right? Because Medicare pays for it, okay? Well, when you come into the PACE program, if you did absolutely need one, we would provide it. But short of that, we'll get you on your feet walking.
If a patient feels entitled to a major crutch, like a wheelchair, their muscles grow weak prematurely. When they can no longer stand up or go to the bathroom on their own, Fretwell says they've paved their way to a nursing home. That's why her patients exercise at least 30 minutes a day.
You name anything that people associate as the inevitable diseases of aging, and it's all related to an absence of exercise. It makes dementia better, it makes depression better, it makes constipation better, it makes osteoporosis better, it makes heart disease better.
Wilmington's PACE program led the state when it opened 4 years ago. In two more years, there will be 11 centers across North Carolina. They each receive a fee per patient per month from Medicare and Medicaid. Having set funding instead of being reimbursed for each prescription or procedure is daunting, but it can spark problem solving.
When it comes out of your pocket, you think creatively before you spend the money. Whereas in the healthcare system otherwise, I say it's like a sieve. You want it? Okay, Medicare will cover it. You want it? Okay, Medicaid will cover it. And that's the era that's over. And that's going to be a huge cultural shift.
In the next few months, the center is expanding to double its capacity and serve 160 patients. At the same time, other PACE organizations across the country have seen their Medicaid payments drop. If that happens in North Carolina, Fretwell and her team will continue fine-tuning their creative approach, which has already helped so many of their patients walk, live at home, and celebrate another birthday. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.